We care more about Market Streets than Wall Streets, owned by an actual mom and an actual pop. WCHB AM and FM, Charlottesville, a Monticello Media Group station.
Showers likely throughout the entire day. It's going to be rather gloomy and much cooler. Yesterday, making up to the lower 60s. Today, mid-40s.
48 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 7 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first, brought to you by Closure Title and Settlement Company.
The principal of Charlottesville High School says various support systems are in place, including a care and safety assistance program, after an estimated 30 students were involved in a brawl inside the school.
Candidate for the GOP nomination in Virginia's new Senate 28th District, Mike Allers, was on WCHV Radio and gave us a stunning revelation on how the firehouse primary is going to be operated.
We only have two polling locations out of those magnificent seven counties. There's going to be one in Orange and one in Culpeper. So it's definitely going to limit how folks get to those polling places on May 6th, which is the only day.
If you're in any of the counties that don't have a polling place, contact your GOP representatives and let them know how you feel about it.
Charlottesville Redevelopment and Housing Authority has been awarded over $116,000 to help families reach self-sufficiency.
It assesses the skills and needs of families and individuals living in government-subsidized housing and assists with establishing realistic goals that are created by the participants.
Over the weekend, Senator Mark Warner was on CBS Face the Nation along with his co-chair on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Marco Rubio, and said,
"Now that you've got the special counsel, the notion that we're going to be left in limbo and we can't do our job, that just cannot stand."
The Department of Justice has responded now.
Assistant Attorney General Carlos Uriarte sent a letter that reads in part, "We are working with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to support the provision of information that will satisfy the committee's responsibilities without harming the ongoing special counsel investigations."
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 48 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of the Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays noon to 3, brought to you by Automated Office Systems and Toby's Pawn Shop on WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather 30 forecast for our Tuesday. We're talking showers likely throughout the entire day. It's going to be rather gloomy and much cooler than where we were yesterday. Yesterday, making up into the lower 60s. Today, mid-40s. That's it. We're going to be stuck into the 40s all day long. Now, tonight, we run the risk of a late mix moving in as we drop down close to the freezing mark. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.